Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
8 o'clock hour. Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Chris Sinocero. 7-0 still in the third quarter for the Patriots over the Panthers.
This is not good football, man. This is
Drake
terrible.
May, by the way, was 2 of 3 for 19 yards. Bailey Zappe drive, is 10 for 18, 91 yards. Jack Plummer still in the game for the Panthers, 9 of 18 for 73 yards.
This is so bad. This is not good football, but I'm on it. Every time there's a break, I'm checking it out if they're not at commercial break here. Yeah, I'm on it. Football's back. Well, kind of back.
According to Will Brinson, he's got an article out for teams that over the past 3 years, we've seen an average of 6.7 new teams make the playoffs each year. This is with the expanded playoffs. Last year, he went out on a limb and said he predicted 7 new teams who would make the postseason. 3 of his picks made it. 4 of them didn't. He didn't see the Browns making the playoffs for one of the teams he didn't play. Is there somebody, Chris, that you think is overhyped? Chris Carrington asked me earlier who I think are the two most
I heard that.
Overhyped teams.
I was listening
teams.
To that one's driving in.
I don't know if you agreed with my assessment or not, but I regret not putting the Cowboys in there because this whole CD Lamb thing, and I think Mike McCarthy's eventually run from Dallas. I think Belichick's
I think
the
McCarthy's,
next coach
this
there.
Is his last year there. I thought he should have been fired after last season.
Same. But, yeah. Jerry just hangs on to people, man.
He does. He hangs on to them for too long. He did it with Garrett. He did it with Wade Phillips before that. Like, he holds on to these guys way too damn long. But
I think the Jaguars are going to be overhyped. That was a team last year that was, you know, Peter King had them picked first to get the number one seed.
A lot of people had them as the one seed last year.
But they took
year.
A step back after coming back on the Chargers and winning a playoff game. They took that step back. They just paid Trevor Lawrence all that money. Shad Khan, their owner, says we're going to start building our team through the draft. You name it. But I had the in the AFC, I had them taking a step back in Miami. Because I was waiting for Miami to implode last year. They're not taking the steps that I thought they would. I think, you know, I still think Buffalo in that division. I think the Jets are going to be better with Aaron Rodgers, clearly, and then the Dolphins. I don't see the Dolphins finishing first or second. I do see them beating the Patriots. I think the Patriots finished last, and I think they'll be next to last. But those,
just,
I think, are the
AFC,
two overhyped teams.
Just AFC, right?
Just staying in AFC.
If we're going AFC, I agree with the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to – this might be the year they're a disaster. Like this, I think the Chiefs created the blueprint to beat them, which is – press those guys at the line of scrimmage. They're all small. All their receivers are small. Press them at the line of scrimmage. Stop the run, and they can't score. Like, that's basically all you got to do is stop the run, press them. They can't score. The Chiefs did it in both their games, and they held them to 21 total points.
Only 5 times Tyreek Hill was held to less than 65 yards, 2 of those times against the Chiefs.
Right, yeah, he didn't play well in either game, even though he did have that deep touchdown catch against the Chiefs in the playoff game. Didn't really play well aside from that. So, yeah, I think if you press him at the line of scrimmage, he's not going to do too well in those situations. So I think that is – the Dolphins are one of the teams. I think the other team that I think is getting a little too much hype, and they're not getting as much hype as they have in previous years, but I think the Chargers are still getting too much hype. Like, if you look at what they have on their roster right now, what do they have? You got Justin Herbert in a walking boot.
And
you got
Quinn Johnson's still dropping everything.
Yeah, he's still dropping everything. He still doesn't look like he should be. He should have been a first round pick, a wide receiver. Like, who do they have to throw the ball to him? Like, yeah, you got what was that kid from Georgia? Ladd
McConkey.
You got Ladd McConkey. I like him. I think he's going to be a good wide receiver. I don't know if he's going to be a number one wide receiver, though. So you look at that situation, I think that the Chargers are not going to be that much better than they were last year when they were an injury-ridden team that just fell apart as the season went along. Now I don't think they're going to be quite as injury-ridden. I just don't think they're going to be that good. And I think a lot of people, oh, they're going to run the football so well. Yeah, I don't think that. Like, Joe Alt, I think, will have a really good year because I think Joe Alt is going to be one of those guys that very easily transitions over from college to the pros and has like a great 10 to 12 year run as a starting left tackle for the Chargers. But do I think that their team is really going to be great top to bottom? No, I think that they're probably going to be a top 10 drafting team next year.
Now, as far as the NFC is concerned, as far as teams I can see taking that step back, Dallas Cowboys for sure. I think the Dallas Cowboys playing on house money last year. Dak Prescott had a better year than I thought. He's still looking for that contract. I still think he gets it at $60 million. CeeDee Lamb hasn't been in practice. I think Mike McCarthy will end up getting run from Dallas. I could see them taking a major step back. The Rams with 10 wins last year. Puka's been banged up in camp here a little bit. I'm not buying the Rams in 10 wins either. I actually think they have a losing record.
I like the Rams. The Rams are definitely not a team. I think they're going to be I think they're going to take a big step back this year. The Eagles. The coaching, man. Like last year.
Because Sirianni supposedly wouldn't get along with Jalen Hurts.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Now, but it's not good.
You had Jalen Hurts. Like, I think it came out either today or yesterday.
Yeah, the story.
Jalen Hurts was talking to Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator for the Giants last year. He was talking to him, getting advice from him. That's a problem. When your starting quarterback is going to defensive coordinators for division rivals for advice, that's a problem.
And I'm shocked he kept his job, to be honest with you, the way that team failed last year.
Who, Wink?
No. Sirianni. The way
Sirianni,
they were
good, yeah.
They played the Chiefs. He was talking crap.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's the reason why I think like Sirianni is going to be on the hot seat this year.
Kelsey's gone. I mean, yeah, it's a big push guy.
Like, the problem is that he doesn't seem like he's capable from an emotional maturity standpoint of being a head coach at this level. Like, we saw it, obviously, when they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead on Monday Night Football, and then he acted like they vindicated the Super Bowl loss. I'm like, no, you didn't. You beat them in the regular season. Yeah. A lot of teams beat the Chiefs in a regular season and then don't do it in the playoffs.
In a game that could have gone either way.
Like, the Bills have beaten the Chiefs in the regular season, like, what, the last three seasons? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter in the regular season.
Tony was offside, so they beat him this year.
Exactly. It's like if Marquez catches that damn ball, you lose. So, like, don't go. You should be wiping the sweat off your forehead, not talking trash to the Chiefs fans. So, yeah, I think that the Eagles definitely are one of those teams that you're kind of looking at them and it's like, okay, that team's going to very, very much looks like they're going to fall apart this year. And then one of the teams I think that's kind of been held by duct tape for the last few years, the New Orleans Saints. That's a team that's been like fringe playoff for a while. I think that team's going to completely fall apart this year.
One game over 500 last year.
Like one game over. And like really, like since Drew Brees retired, even the last couple years of Drew Brees, they were not that great. And right now you got Derek Carr out there. They don't really seem like they have a plan for the future. Your defense, you got some good players on it. You got, you got guys like Tyrann Mathieu back there and Cam Jordan back there. And you got some good defensive players. But as a unit, they're not really that great. Offensively, they're not really that great. Like I said, they look like a team that's being held together by duct tape. You don't have a great head coach in Dennis Allen. I think this is a year where, like, they'll get some run. They might even start off a little hot early in the season because they weren't great last year. They don't really play in a tough division, so they might get off to an early start and get some wins, but I think they fall apart, and I think they're going to have to blow that franchise up. They've been in cap hell for like 4 or 5 years now, so I think they're going to have to implode that team and start new.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't wait for the season to begin. Washington, we'll talk about them because I want to talk about who's going to make that step up from last year. Teams that weren't all that great but ended up having good seasons next year. We'll do that next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Jalen Polk with a couple catches, Chris. Our guy Jalen Polk from the draft last year went in the second round.
Actually looked pretty good in Patriots camp. One of the few players on offense that has actually looked good in Patriots.
He had some drops from time to time at Washington, but man, he's sure in some good hands with New England.
Yeah, considering how bad that receiving core is there, he might have a chance to get some starting some starts here for the Patriots at some point this year.
Keyshawn Boutte is there.
I mean, they've got nothing.
Tony Gibson.
I forgot Juju was on that team. They showed on the NFL Network during the game, they showed their depth chart for receivers, and they had Juju on there. I was like, man, I forgot he's on that team.
Yeah, Juju's probably not going to make that roster. MVS probably not going to make the Buffalo Bills roster. I don't even tracking those guys.
It's really, really sad for Marquez, man.
He dropped a couple just dimes, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not looking good for either of those guys. I mean, Juju's got that knee injury that's been hurting him. And, you know, it's funny. It's like people kind of freaked out about them not making a serious effort to keep him. But it's like, if you don't think the guy can stay healthy, why would you give him an extension? Why would you give him another long-term
offer? On that one.
Yeah, and I respect that about them because, like, my thing is this. It's like, look, you got to – make a move that's best for the years that contract would be in. And if that player is not going to live up to the value of that contract, why would you pay him? Like, I understand the sentimental value of keeping a guy that helped you win a Super Bowl, but if he's not going to help you win another one, if he's going to constantly have to get fluid drained from his knee because he's got an issue with that knee, don't keep him around. So I fully understand why they didn't keep him, and it worked out for him. It was a disaster last year receiver for the Chiefs, and it might have been a little bit better if they would have had Juju, but still, he might have missed a lot of games due to his knee injury because he did miss a lot of games with the Patriots last year.
Are you with me saying this year's draft, it's kind of the same way because Hollywood Brown, Brett Veach even said so in his pre-draft press conference, the one-year deal. We all think Hollywood Brown's going to put the numbers, going to 1 year and gone.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Wide receiver or defensive line at this point is kind of what I'm looking for.
For the Chiefs, yeah. Defensive tackle, wide receiver are the two positions I'm looking at for next year. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver just more so for depth. I want that third guy, you know, maybe another speedster type. That way you got a couple guys. You know what you got in Rashi right now, so you feel good about that. But, yeah, get you a couple of guys that where you don't have to worry about that receiver position for a couple years. You know, you'll figure out what you're going to do with Rashi. And then, I like the position if they were to go get another one. But, yeah, I think defensive tackle to me is right now the biggest priority. Me and you both thought that defensive tackle was a priority they should have had in this past draft. Then they made all those signings for those 1 year guys.
Whole gang came back.
Pinnell, Nnadi, and Turk all came back. So it was like at that point, you really didn't have a whole lot of depth for anyone else. Because you also have was it Philip Clawson or Philip Castle, whatever his name is, the other defensive tackle they got from the Raiders.
Neil Farrell.
Yeah, Neil Farrell, that's who it was, Neil Farrell. But yeah, like they have some depth there this year, but you do need some guys on some rookie contracts at that position next year just so you can save some cash. So it makes a lot of sense. Next year, probably first round, there's some pretty good defensive tackles in this draft class. I think that's where I would go in the first round.
All right, who didn't make the playoffs last year that we expect to make them this year? Obviously, Cincinnati is a team. If we're doing AFC.
AFC. Okay,
obviously,
I thought we were doing
Cincinnati, I believe, makes the playoffs. They didn't last year. They're 9-8.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
They have an easy schedule.
And I agree with that, yeah.
Interconference game, that 17th game, quote, is against the Carolina Panthers because they both finished dead last year in their division. So they get
the Panthers are going to be terrible this year.
They're just horrible.
They look like a disaster right now.
And they're going to get the advantage of playing the NFC South. So definitely the Bengals are going to be deep. The Chargers are 5-12, didn't make the playoffs. They're going to be much better than 5-12. I think they make the postseason, but that's not my team I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Colts. And I know Downs just got hurt, but the Indianapolis Colts, I love what A.D. Mitchell's doing. It all depends on Anthony Richardson and what they get production at quarterback, but I think the Colts are going to be much better than 9-8. I think the Colts sneak into the playoffs this year. So Cincinnati's my no-brainer, but I think the Colts...
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing! Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Take that step, and I think the Chargers take that step.
Yeah, I think the Bengals are kind of a free space as far as non-playoff team to make the playoffs.
Sure. Great division, though.
Great division, but, you know, they provided Burrow stays healthy and they don't have a situation with T. Higgins where he's a little disgruntled and that causes some chemistry issues with their offense. But, yeah, I mean – the Titans could be an option for sure in the AFC. They, even though DeAndre Hopkins is starting to get old guy injuries now because he's got that injury that's basically going to keep him out the rest of the month, and he should be good to go week one, but he's starting to get the old guy injuries, and so yeah, that could be a concern. But yeah, I'm not a big believer in the Chargers, as you know, as I noted in the last segment. But yeah, I mean, I think the Colts, that's a team that, if Anthony Richardson stays healthy, I think they make the playoffs. Like, if he stays healthy, I think they're in. And then, yeah, I mean, easy one, Bengals. You know, I think the Bengals will be in. And we'll see what happens with the Jets. The Jets right now, I think from a internal standpoint, are a disaster. Like, you got a head coach that's basically just trying to save his job, and you got a quarterback that cares more about the media and getting attention from them than he does about winning football games. It has not looked good for them, and I think that the hype train for the Jets might blow up in their face here, because you really look at them and it doesn't really seem like a lot of guys are on the same page up there in the Meadowlands.
Now, as far as the NFC is concerned, bear with me on this one. The Washington Commanders under Dan Quinn. God, Jaden Daniels, I like him. No. Hey, Ben Sennett's been turning heads, they say. He's listening to tight end three. He's been turning heads at Commanders camp. They've got renewed energy. I think the Commanders sneak up there from the NFC East.
I do not. Okay. I cannot. I like Jaden Daniels. Terrible offensive line. I don't really believe that they're going to be able to get it together this year. Their defense isn't very good. Bad offensive line. I don't think Dan Quinn is a great head coach like that. I think he's had some good situations that he's been in, but I don't really think he's a great head coach. So, yeah, I'm not quite buying the Commanders. Let me think. I really like the Bears.
That would be my second team, would be the Bears, because I love that receiving corps.
Yeah, I love their receiving corps.
I don't know what Caleb Williams is going to do. He could have the rookie shakes. Who knows what's going to happen. But I do love their skill position pieces, because it's much different than what they've had in the past.
I think the Bears are going to be a playoff team. I think the Bears are going to have one of the best offenses in the league. I think their defense is going to be terrible. But I think they're going to be really fun to watch. They're going to be a lot of shootouts during the season. And, you know, next year the talk is going to be, oh, are they going to fix their defense and get this right? So the Bears are going to be really exciting to watch this year. They're going to be must-see TV this season. And then I really like the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals have been doing a very good job of acquiring a talent around Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray came back from that ACL injury, and I thought he looked pretty good. And you got Marvin Harrison Jr. You got Trey McBride, who I think is going to be one of the better tight ends in football this year. I think you got some other talent there, obviously, like James Conner and whatnot. I really like this Cardinals team. Like, I think that's a team that – everyone stays healthy. I think they're going to be a team that's going to be fringe playoff, probably get one of the wild cards. And especially, like, if you look at the situation with the 49ers right now, that is looking like it's starting to blow up in front of their face. Brandon Ayuk looks like he's going to be a Steeler by the end of this week. And, you know, you look at that, and if they lose Brandon Ayuk, they do take a big step down. I don't think the Seahawks are a great team. And so that could open up a path for the Arizona Cardinals to take that step forward and maybe sneak in and win that division. So I think the Cardinals are definitely going to be in a good spot this year.
You know what I find is interesting? Neither you or I picked the Titans. Now, here's the thing with the Titans.
Yeah. I think we both know why.
Because that would be Will Levis.
Will Levis.
Their starting quarterback.
We do not trust him.
But they went insane on free agent signings. Remember, they bring in Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
On defense, they brought in Kenneth Murray. They brought in Tony Pollard as well. Cushenberry on offensive line.
Jamal Adams.
Mason Rudolph comes over there. He's not going to play. Nick Folk comes over there as their kicker.
They basically went out and took the strategy that Carl Peterson used to have when he was here in Kansas City, which is we're going to buy a Super Bowl by just getting all these free agents.
We're going to make Will Levis look better than he is.
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, this is all going to be on Will Levis. He's got a lot of talent. I think Hopkins starting to get the old guy injuries is not good for his long-term future, and this year looks a little shaky. I think Calvin Ridley, he did not look that great last year when he was with the Jags, so I think there's a lot of question marks there. You don't have King Henry anymore. He's in Baltimore.
I think is scary for Baltimore. We'll talk about that next segment, but I do like that addition.
But that's, to me, that would be concerning for the Titans because I like Ty J. Spears. Tony Pollard didn't really look that great last year, so there's definitely some concerns there. Man, I think the Titans are a team that on paper looks better than they actually will be.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm just curious where you came out of, because you and I both didn't have them as surprise teams to make the playoffs. I think both of us have hesitations with the quarterback.
If they had drafted, if Treylon Burks had emerged as the kind of receiver that some of us thought he was going to be.
Supposedly he looks better.
Yeah, I don't know how much better. He hasn't looked that great in his career. So if he looks a little better, I don't know
Hopkins is hurt. So
that's what I'm saying. He's got the old guy injuries. Yeah. So if he misses an extended period of time during the season, you're relying on Treylon Burks, Calvin Ridley, and was it Westbrook Akine? I don't think you're looking that great there in Nashville. So I'm not too confident in the Titans.
CBS Sports put out the tiers for what they consider the best tiers in the AFC. We'll do that. We'll talk some Kansas City Royals at the end of the show. But anyway, best tiers in the AFC, because I am curious about this one, where you're going to put the Bengals next.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Chris, you see what X is all abuzz now? Hollywood Brown changed his Twitter banner, and people are, he's got CeeDee Lamb on it. Now, obviously, CeeDee Lamb's Twitter account has Hollywood Brown because they were teammates at Oklahoma, and everybody's going, oh, he's going to be a Chief now. Now, that would require Dallas making a trade with the Chiefs, which they didn't want to trade with us 2 years ago in the draft.
Yeah, when the Chiefs are trying to get up and get Mozzie Smith, yeah. I don't think it. I just think it's him trying to support his former college teammate, who he's probably still friends with. And I think, look, this is the thing: the Cowboys are going to pay CD. Jerry Jones is. He's not stupid.
They're gonna pay for him. The Chiefs already took advantage of the Cowboys. Remember the Charvarius Ward?
Yeah, it was a great
Parker Anger.
That was a great trade.
Charvarius Ward.
You trade a backup lineman for an eventual starter at cornerback.
That's the last time I think the Cowboys did business with us.
That probably was because I think they realized after a year, after a couple of years, that was a terrible trade. we got ripped off here. But I think this is the issue where Jerry Jones wants to have leverage because he's a businessman and this is what people in business do. But this is a different kind of business. You can't go out here and try to get leverage in the media because you're desperate to win a Super Bowl. You have the most valuable brand in all of sports, though Real Madrid's starting to creep up on them and the Yankees are right there. But you have the most valuable brand in sports, and if you don't keep up with the other teams out there, you're going to fall by the wayside, and you're going to go back to being what you were in the early 2000s, a team that might make the playoffs and will probably lose a lot of games. So I think they're going to pay him because, especially with the Dak situation, you can't afford to lose Dak and CD. And I think they keep both, but you can't afford to lose both of them. And I don't think you can afford to lose one of them just because I think continuity is gone.
Are you with me? You think Belichick's going to get up there next year?
Yeah, I think so.
He's going to do some media stuff, obviously, now. But he's also doing this fantasy thing, which is cool because he breaks down film. It's a side of him we haven't seen.
Anything that Belichick does this year, I'm going to watch.
He's breaking down film and everything. It looks pretty cool.
Anything he does this year, I'm going to watch. But Yeah, I think he's going to be the head coach next year. I think this whole year he's going to be interviewing for that Cowboys job.
Did you know he made his way in a suite in overseas with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift concert?
No, I didn't. I didn't know
probably
that.
His girlfriend's a Swiftie.
Probably. I mean, his girlfriend's old enough to be a Swiftie. So she's
probably, but anyway, he was with Mahomes and Kelce. I guess he reached out to Kelce about that. But anyway, that's Belichick there.
Belichick will have the Cowboys job.
I agree.
Next year, he will absolutely have that job. And he's gonna try to do the same thing he did at the end in New England. He's gonna try to win on the margin.
CD and say, hey, next year Belichick's coming in.
Oh no, yeah, they'll pay him, because I'll tell you this: the only way they're gonna get Belichick's not gonna go into a bad job situation. He doesn't need to.
He's gonna go where a quarterback is.
Right. He's gonna go where a quarterback
is.
He's too
old to start something.
He's gonna go there where they got some talent. They got some receivers. They got some dogs on the defensive side. Yeah, no, he's definitely going to, like I said, I think he's going to be interviewing for that job all year this year in the media, and I think the Cowboys might end up being a disaster.
Yeah, I think Brady winning a ring was the worst thing for Belichick. That whole argument is that Belichick or Brady, then Brady leaves and gets a ring right away.
I don't think it was. Because, like, if you know the game, you know that Belichick played an equal part in those championships. Like,
the dichotomy of two teams. And if you
know the game, you know that he went to a loaded Bucks team. Like, that Bucks team was 7-9.
They won their first rings with defense.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, that Bucks team was 7-9 with a 30 interception quarterback in Jameis Winston the year before. They weren't a bad team. They just had a bad quarterback. And I know he threw for 5,000 yards as well, but he threw 30 touchdowns. He threw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks. Like, he cost them a lot of games. Like, if they would have gotten better quarterback play from him, they'd have been in the playoffs the year before Brady went there. So, yeah, like, Brady went to a really good situation. I think if you know the game, you understand that Belichick had just as much to do with those titles as Brady did.
Well, CBS Sports put out a deal, and they put tiers, and they put Kansas City Chiefs, League of Their Own. Tier one, a League of Their Own. Are you willing to put the Chiefs on tier one? I don't have
any team above in at the same level as the Chiefs.
I have two. I have the Chiefs or the Ravens, because I think the Ravens, they bring in Derrick Henry. It's still going to be a good team.
They're a good team, but
they're the top two contenders in the AFC.
Here's why I don't think Derrick Henry's going to make that much of a difference, because I don't think that the Ravens are going to commit to run the ball the way that the Titans did with Derrick Henry. Like, Derrick Henry's going to obviously be a part of the offense. He's not going to be the offense like he was in Nashville. He's going to be a part of the offense.
It's a very good run-blocking team.
Yeah, like, you're going to run the ball a lot with Lamar. You're still going to throw the ball down the field. I don't think Derrick Henry's going to make that big of a difference. You just get one guy that you could do what you were doing with, like, two or three guys.
And they lose Gus Edwards and Dobbins.
Yeah, because they just got their one guy. Like, that's all that Derrick Henry, I think, is going to be there is he's going to be the feature back instead of them having a committee like they had before.
Tier two, they said the real deal contenders, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Houston. I would take Buffalo out of this until they prove otherwise.
Me too.
But Baltimore, I told you I had them on tier one. But Houston, definitely, I put on tier two. I'm buying what D'Amico Ryans is. I know it's always scary in the NFL. One team that shows promise, you see him take that step back. Just like Jacksonville. Twice Jacksonville. When they went to the AFC title against Blake Bortles and took a step back. And then they went forward with Trevor Lawrence. And last year took a step back. But I am buying into Houston because of D'Amico Ryans and that defense.
Is this
Frisco.
Just AFC?
Just AFC, yep.
Okay.
And D'Amico Ryans, that defense went backwards last year for San Francisco. Still top 10 defense, but they weren't as good without D'Amico Ryans. That, I think, held them back. But I'm buying into the moves they made in the offseason, and I'm buying into C.J. Stroud. So that's why I'd put them there. I would put probably the Bengals there on that tier. I still want to see what they're – last year I had them on tier one. They've improved their defense. Amarius Mims, a guy I didn't like in the draft form, actually looks halfway decent.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing! Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm putting Cincinnati back there.
I only have Chiefs tier one. Tier two, I've got Ravens at the very top of that, Houston right behind him, and then I've got the Bengals at the bottom. Barely hanging on to tier two. Like, they're almost tier three. I do not have the Bills in tier two. Like I said, there's too much uncertainty with their receiving core. And you know, it's funny. It was like, this is the same situation the Chiefs were in 2 years ago, going into the 22 season. We were asking a lot of questions. You don't have Tyreek Hill anymore. Who's going to step up and be that guy? And I think you have legitimate questions now, because it's different, because you don't have a Travis Kelce on that team that you can trust to be a 1,000-yard receiver like the Chiefs did 2 years ago. So, I mean, maybe Dalton Kincaid does take on that role and become their lead. I mean, I think he is the favorite. I think he should be the favorite to be their best pass catcher this year. But, I mean, aside from that.
And Josh Allen's still there, which.
I don't think Josh Allen can do what Mahomes did. But, you've got Keon Coleman, which, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if he's the next Kelvin Benjamin or not. You've got what's his name? You got Curtis Samuel, who is a guy that has never broken out. He's been really talented. Like, he showed some talent when he was in Carolina before, and then really never showed that when he was in Washington. Like, you got Khalil Shakir. That doesn't scare me at all. I still think there'll be a good team, but I think they're going to run the football a lot more, and I don't think they're going to be able to get the explosive plays. And I don't think they're going to have any clutch receivers like they had before.
Yeah, I think they're banking way too much on Keon Coleman.
Me too. I think they are.
I agree with you there.
I think Keon Coleman is getting a lot more pressure than he should be. And I think early on in the season, if he doesn't show out, I think people up there in the Buffalo, Rochester area, they're going to be asking some questions about him, and he's going to get a lot of pressure put on him that he probably doesn't need. I mean, to be honest, if I were them, I'd be looking at Curtis Samuel and Dalton Kincaid as the guys you run your offense through, not Keon Coleman. Like, I think Keon Coleman has some glaring holes in his game.
Tier three, they put fringe contenders, Bengals, you and I had them higher there, but put the Jets and the Dolphins. I will buy the Jets. Because I think Aaron Rodgers will make a difference there. But Miami Dolphins, I'm not buying on that tier three.
I could see them being tier three, possibly. But if I was a betting man, you know, which I am kind of, I would say that they're not tier three. I think the Dolphins this year could have a really bad year. This could be a year where they just, everything falls apart. I mean, Tua got paid, and they already are kind of feeling the effects of Tua getting paid, because Christian Wilkins is no longer on that team. He's now in Vegas. So you got some questions being asked about what they're going to do on defense. I think their defense is not going to be very good this year. And then you look at their offense, and again, as I said last hour, the blueprint for beating the Dolphins is out, which is you press them at the line of scrimmage, you shut down their run game, and their offense is ineffective. It's done.
Can you ever see Tyreek Hill getting mad if Jalen Waddle all of a sudden starts getting more of the targets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he will. I know he tries to play the good teammate, but Tyreek is one of those guys that's looking out for number one. And that's fine. That's cool, because a lot of guys in this world, a lot of people in this world look out for number one. But, like, the problem is he's out here fronting trying to be a great teammate. But then behind the scenes is out here asking for more. Like, you remember, like, he criticized Justin Jefferson for his contract, but then at the end of the season was demanding more money from the Dolphins. Like he's a guy that pretends like he's this great teammate and says all the good things, but then when he's in action, he is actually not that great of a teammate. And so I think that might really hurt the Dolphins this year if they have any struggles, because now that Tua's getting paid, people on that team are going to be looking at him sideways when he starts missing them throws like he was last couple of years.
A lot of people upset that he was number one player in Mahomes' or Most of the voting, they said, went between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Right, right. So, but even then,
he was on that hunt for 2,000 yards at that point, remember?
Right. Well, at that point, he was starting to slow down on the hunt. Like, it was starting to slow down there. Because remember, like, the first half of the season was on fire, but then the second half, like, really, the Chiefs game was when he kind of started his downturn a little bit.
This guy says, you guys are blanking us. Buffalo has MVS. I just responded. And?
That has to be sarcasm. They're not serious.
I think you're joking around unless it's
MVS might not even make the MVS might not even make the roster.
He might not even make the roster.
That has to be sarcasm.
I'll have to text my man Mean Gene and Mike Danger up in Rochester because they were at camp every day. So I would be curious.
From what we've heard,
I should have chimed in with them.
From what we've heard, Marquez has not had a very good camp.
From what we've heard,
he's been running with the twos and threes
in
Buffalo.
He's 6'4" and runs a 4.37. Man, yeah. he's got the makeup for it.
Yeah, someone with his level of talent would normally be a starter on that team, but he's running with the twos and threes with that receiving core.
He has CBS has Wild Card Wilderness, Colts, Jags, Pittsburgh Steelers and Chargers. I like that group, except for the Jags are the ones I didn't have in it, but I actually like that group right there for the wild cards. Chris, they're not buying Cleveland. Cleveland had a good defense last year,
but
it's up to Deshaun Watson. I thought Watson was going to be better than he was last year.
I did not. I have not been someone who's believed in Deshaun since he came back into the league, and I think he's going to have a disastrous year. And I think that you're really going to start to see some rumblings from inside that Cleveland organization with a lot of regret for giving him that fully guaranteed contract. And this is the reason why none of these teams want to give players fully guaranteed contracts, not just because it's very one-sided as far as that relationship goes with the player, but also because a lot of these players don't quite live up to the big contracts you give them.
And speaking of voting and polls, what a joke. Kevin Stefanski was coach of the year for the second time last year.
It was
blasted. Because they vote before the playoffs. See, it's stupid, man.
Yeah, it was stupid.
It's why Ned Yost didn't sniff manager here in 14 and 15. He wins a world title with the Royals. Are you kidding me, man?
Yeah.
So no, Stefanski, I start to look at the NFL top 100 like that.
Yeah, Stefanski should.
Wait until the end, then vote.
Yeah, right? I agree with you. I think it should be in the playoffs.
The Super Bowl matters, man.
Yeah, I think it should be in the playoffs. You wait until the regular season is done, and then that's where you make it.
Postseason's what defines everybody. Coming up next, go back to the Kansas City Royals. Just saw this too. Major League Baseball had their power rankings in the latest hitter power rankings. Where do they have Bobby Witt Jr. next?
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back. Final segment. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Make sure you download, subscribe to the Character Concerns podcast on the app, wherever you get your podcast, or at 610sports.com, which will be probably 96.5.com at some point, the fan, but because that's where we're moving next Thursday. And check out the 435 Podcast Network and get it there. I'm not sure, Chris, what our website's going to be. I haven't heard that yet. I mean, a lot of stuff's still new, so I don't know.
I mean, 96.5thefan.com, I would guess.
Probably the same URL would take you there, you think? I don't know.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I assume so, yeah.
I already got the hat, and I know you're wanting the hat. Make sure your spec knows that.
Yeah, I'm going to send him an email like, hey, you better order some more hats.
Oh, we're sure.
Yeah, we need
Cody
need some,
Gold are going to get some shirts from Reagan.
Yeah,
I think
we need some shirts. We need some bags. Like, yeah, we gotta get the swag now that we got this rebrand.
Yeah. So, yeah, 100%. MLB has their latest hitter power rankings. If you ever look at that, I don't spend a lot of time on it. But they have Aaron Judge 1, Bobby Witt Jr. 2, Shohei Ohtani 3, Juan Soto 4, Gunnar Henderson 5. So there you go. Two Yankees right there. That's why Bobby Witt Jr. is better than Aaron Judge, because you got Juan Soto.
That's what I'm saying. You got Juan Soto right there. So how is he more valuable than Bobby Witt Jr.?
You have two of the top four hitters that MLB considers in their hitter power rankings, and there's Bobby Witt Jr.
He's not that valuable. Like, what are we doing here? Like, this is the reason why, like, I think
Bobby Witt with the short porch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like if he was in a hitter's park like that,
we saw what he could do in the Home Run Derby, man.
Exactly. Like, if he was able able to, if you were able to sneak home runs by the foul pole there, like you can in Yankee Stadium, he'd probably have a lot more home runs than he does. But the fact that he's hit so many and he's playing in a very, very pitcher friendly park in Kauffman, yeah, I'm not. That's why I think, yeah, you definitely got to give it to him there.
Oh, and by the way, on the game tonight, the Patriots and the. And the Panthers. Joe
terrible.
Milton is tearing it up. Remember Joe Milton?
Yeah, the Tennessee quarterback.
Him up in the
yeah.
sixth round, played at Tennessee, got the great arm. He is. They're up 17-0 at this point. Joe Milton is 4 of 6 for 54 yards and a touchdown.
He's also playing the Panthers, probably the worst team in the NFL.
I get it.
And he's playing the third strings.
Yes.
Probably the worst team in the NFL. Like,
my dude Jaheim Bell, by the way, has one catch, 11 yards.
Like, it was funny. What was it? And there's somebody on the text line talking about Joe Milton. Like, you probably heard that on Colin Cowherd, because I think Colin Cowherd was talking about that last week, about Joe Milton winning the starting job for the Patriots, which I don't believe at all.
No.
I think you're full of it if you think he's going to win the starting job. Like, they used
the third
overall pick on Drake May.
And
he's
you're going to suck anyway. You might as well have Drake May suck.
Exactly.
Drake
you're,
May sucked you're his gonna, first year. Peyton Manning
oh,
sucked
he was
his
terrible.
First year.
Yeah. No, you're going to play the guy you drafted third overall in the first round of the draft. Yeah, you're not playing some sixth round guy. Unless Milton is amazing, like, and I don't care what he looks like against third.
Suck
string.
For a wide receiver next year. Suck for Luther Burden if you're the Patriots.
I don't think they have to try to suck, because I just think they're going to suck.
Panthers so. Could take him, huh?
But maybe it depends, because there might be like a really great defensive player or something that boosts his way up there. I mean, there's some pretty good pass rushers in this draft class.
It's 14-3 Giants over the Lions, which again. I don't care about scores preseason.
Unless you're betting on the games, the scores
don't matter. I will watch them on NFL Network, though. I will go watch some of these games, at least the first half, first quarter.
Well, I'll watch the whole
mostly
game.
First.
I'll watch the whole game because a lot of these guys I've been watching.
Well, they could end up with Kansas City eventually, too, because nobody's safe once you make that 53 at the end. No one's safe because of the cuts coming down. And maybe like, I kind of like that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's nobody's safe out there. But yeah, no, I like this stuff. So I'm gonna be on it. I like the fact, like I said, I love the fact that NFL Network has invested in. We're gonna have as many every preseason game that we possibly can on the network.
So I was wondering what the hell they were doing when they cut out at Good Morning Football before they brought it back.
That was a bad idea.
It was a terrible idea. But, it's a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show, and it came back. So it's all everything's all good now. But it was a terrible decision to take it off TV.
Which I didn't buy because the NFL prints money, so don't even tell me that.
Yeah, is that if you got a bad budget, you need to allocate more money to that budget. There, you guys,
NFL's
you guys
playing games in Brazil now.
Yes, yeah, so I'm saying you guys make ten. You guys make over $10 billion a year. You ain't hurting for money. You can allocate some of that money to your official network for cable.
But I do sit there and watch NFL Network quite a bit. To be honest with you, I like MLB Network too.
I don't have it on YouTube TV.
NBA's got one. NHL Network, I'll watch that. But I like when the networks are specifically doing that sport. Nothing else. They just specialize in one thing.
Yeah, I mean, I like the NFL Network, I think, is the best of the league networks, just because, I mean.
Well, I did tell they fired a bunch of people.
Like, yeah, but they're still really strong. I mean, all those docs they have, like, I'll regularly, like, check out, like, The Timeline or, like, A Football Life. Like, those are some really, really great specials that they have. So I watch those a lot.
I'm shocked they fired Palmer.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
I just
Siciliano. I don't think why
Siciliano was so good for it. And Michael Irvin was gone too.
Yeah, I can understand Irvin though. He's a little controversial.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other decisions didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
You know, the one guy I really liked, and I don't know if he's going back there or not, but I know he'll be doing other games. I think college is Chase Daniel. I think he did it, and he kind of created his own brand on YouTube.
I think he will. I think he will be doing some more stuff for them.
But he's like really good. To me, he's a rising star.
He is a rising star,
because he took it himself, went to YouTube and stuff, and starts breaking stuff down. Like he took it on himself to go out there and, you know, break stuff down. And I think he's going to be a tremendous analyst.
I think so too. And I think like once he really breaks through, one of the big networks is going to go try to snatch him up, like ESPN.
I would do it now if I was these people, because this kid's a rising star.
I would
do
it now too. Because
he went to those broadcasting camps and stuff, and he's going to be good.
I think he already is kind of. He already is pretty good.
All that, you know, he does have a ring back from when he was at the Saints. I mean, he's had information just soaking his brain.
Yeah, I mean, he made a lot of money as a backup quarterback in the league, traveling around playing for teams. So
thanks to Drew Nixon that joined us talking about college football. Chris, as always, thank you, my friend.
Yep, it was great. As always, it is great coming on.
We'll see you on the podcast, my man. Take care.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.